Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. This week we'll be talking about the election and which candidates have filed for some of our county positions. We also have an update on Marion Park and the SR32 trail extension from Marion into Camas, as well as a few of our weekly housekeeping reminders. So we'll get right into things. The period to file for candidacy began this Monday, February 28th, and ends this Friday, March 4th at 5 p.m. Filing takes place at the Summit County Clerk's Office at the courthouse, located at 60 North Main Street in Colville. Here's an update on who has filed so far. Two county seats are open for election, seats D and E. Seat D is currently occupied by Councilman Chris Robinson, who is currently running unopposed and will be running for another term this November. Seat E was occupied by Councilman Glenn Wright. Councilman Wright has indicated that he is not going to be seeking another term, and there are currently four candidates that have filed for that seat. And those include Colleen Reardon, Canis Hart, who are both Democrats, former Francis Mayor Byron Ames, who is registered and is running as a Republican, and Michael Franchek, who is a member of the Libertarian Party. And they will all be, again, running for that seat that was currently occupied by Councilor Glenn Wright.
The other seats that are up for election in November include the county auditor, attorney, clerk, and the sheriff's office. Cindy Kies, who is the current Summit County business manager, has filed to run for county auditor's office. Current county auditor Michael Howard has yet to file as of Thursday morning. County attorney Margaret Olson, county clerk Eve First, and county sheriff Justin Martinez are all running unopposed for their seats also as of Thursday morning. You can view a full list of candidate filings at summitcounty.org in the front page news section.
And we'll be back next week after filing closes if there are any updates that come in tomorrow after we're done recording. In other news, while we're still talking about the elections, though, a reminder that primary elections are on June 28th, 2022. While that's still quite a ways away, there is an important deadline coming up for next month for voters to be aware of. The last day to change your party affiliation status is on March 31st at 5 p.m. If you're not registered to vote, if you've moved recently, or if you want to vote in a closed primary for the Republican, Libertarian, or Constitutional parties, then this deadline is important as you will have to change your party affiliation. And just as a reminder, the Democratic Party has an open primary, so no need to do anything for that. But if you are interested in registering or updating any of your information, go to vote.utah.gov before March 31st, 2022, the end of this month at 5 p.m.
Let's shift gears to talk about some highlights from this week's county council meeting. At the meeting, Director of Public Works Derek Radke and Deputy County Manager Jana Young spoke with council about the future of Marion Park. Residents of the area want to consider updating the park with amenities like volleyball courts and bathrooms, run on septic to replace the existing pit toilet, as well as adding a pavilion area. The park, which currently is used as a walking path and sledding hill, does present some concerns when it comes to these updates. First, there is no South Summit Recreation District, so long-term maintenance is a big commitment for trash, bathrooms, etc. In addition, the park was a former gravel pit and landfill. This means there are hazardous material concerns as well as structural concerns. So while the park is safe for current use, any plans to disturb and create new development would require a 12-inch cap for dust inhalation and ingestion and the proper disposal of toxic soil waste.
Now, that doesn't mean that county officials have ruled out the possibility of development improvement, but there are some considerations that you just mentioned, Bridget, that would have to go into the planning process as they continue to evaluate and look at options for the Marion Park. In terms of next steps, first, the dumpsters that are currently stored at the park will be moved, and the area they currently reside in will be cleaned and paved by summer 2022. And for the bigger development picture and improvement projects, county facilities and public works are looking for the direction of council as the budget process begins for 2023 later this year. So be on the lookout for more information as this discussion moves forward.
There was also a discussion regarding a trail extension on State Route 32 at this week's council meeting. The trail as it exists currently doesn't connect, so it's fairly underutilized. The extension would create an 8-foot paved trail with shoulders on each side. The trail would be multi-use for ATVs, bikers, walkers, etc. Overall, the proposed project would add connectivity to the Camas bus system and increase safety by reducing edge of road walking.
The plan as it stands now would see the north half of the trail complete this year, so in 2022, and the south half of the trail involves wetlands and requires a wetland mitigation plan, so work there will begin and be evaluated in 2023. In terms of next steps, County Engineer Steve Dennis is finalizing the proposal and putting it out for bid. An open house will be required for this project, and the County Engineering Department will be taking public input, so stay tuned for more details on that. But just know that progress is moving on this, which is exciting news for many members of the South Summit community that wish to utilize that trail.
Okay, and finally, let's wrap things up with a couple quick reminders. First things first, make sure to mark your calendars for March 14th because the Summit County Planning Department will be hosting a second open house for community members to attend and give their feedback and ideas for the future of the rail trail. The event will be held at the Trailside Conference Room at the Basin Recreation Offices across from Trailside Elementary. This is happening from 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday, March 14th. The event is going to be open house style, so arrive when you can, but give yourself enough time to participate in the information gathering activities that the staff does have prepared.
And last, we want to let everyone know that Summit County is retiring some of the vehicles from its fleet, and those will be up for sale to the general public. The county works through a vendor called GovDeals to facilitate this auction, and you can check out the available stock at govdeals.com/summitcounty. Or if you go to the site and for whatever reason you're having a hard time finding it, you can also search by location using your zip code and a mile radius. And just a reminder that that auction for, I believe there's over a dozen vehicles, will end on March 14th.
And that's all we have this week. We'll be back next week with the latest news in Summit County.